This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, the live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
The number is 855-450-3733. You can call in on any topic, but we've been talking about, in the last hour, we were talking about apparently Barack Obama is going to make it a priority of his in his final year to control guns, is the terminology, gun control. You know, whatever that means to you, whether that means, finally, the government, the most efficient organization in the world, is going to manage gun control for people, or they're taking your guns, whatever it is, it seems to be a change of policy for the administration, so I think that's interesting. Also, civil asset forfeiture. Apparently, police departments are taking more through civil asset forfeiture than burglars are taking from you in burglaries. That's amazing to me. And Daryl, what was that? What was that story you had? I'm sorry, we just talked about.
Apparently, college students think that hate speech is illegal. There was a recent poll of college students asking about opinions and what they knew about free speech in general and specifically on campus. The survey conducted by McLaughlin and Associates for the William F. Buckley Jr. Program at Yale University showed that 87% of respondents agreed with the following statement. There is educational value in listening to and understanding views and opinions that I may disagree with and are different from my own.
So they agree largely with that statement.
Yes.
What percentage?
87.
So 13% of people were not willing to say that there is value in listening to other opinions besides their own?
Specifically at Yale University.
Wow. I can't believe anybody would say that. No, there is no value. I am between the ages of 18 and 22 years old, and there is no value in listening to opinions other than my own. I mean, I get that.
That sounds like something I would expect from people who are 18 and 22 years old.
I would expect that from somebody who is 75. Like, I'm not going to
know. No, but people who are 75 already understand, by the time they're 75, they understand that they don't know everything. But kids who are 18 to 22, they know everything. So.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
But again, well, one thing that you can never quite figure out from these basically statistics of surveys is what is going through someone's mind when they answer the question. So when they hear, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There is educational value in listening to and understanding views and opinions that I may disagree with and are different from my own. Some people could be thinking of, like, the most ridiculous opinion ever. And, well, no, there is absolutely no value in hearing this one specific ludicrous thing. So, therefore, no. Okay. No, I don't agree with the statement.
All right.
But the author of this piece says that's good news, that being that 87% of students agreed. And it runs counter to the narrative that campuses have been seized by speech stultifying political correctness. On the other hand, 21% of students and 30% of self-described liberal students agreed with the statement that the First Amendment was an outdated amendment that can no longer be applied in today's society and should be changed. Also remarkable was the fact that...
What are they wanting to change exactly?
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement?
Okay.
The First Amendment is an outdated amendment that can no longer be applied to today's society and should be changed.
Do they know what the First Amendment is? It doesn't say what it is. It just says the First Amendment.
Right. So,
if you went out on the streets and talked to the average American and you said, you know the First Amendment, the one that protects your right to own a cat? They'd agree with you.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Right, so I mean...
I've seen stuff where they've gone around, can you name three of the five things that the First Amendment protects.
I don't think that many people can do that. But...
And most people are like, religion and owning a firearm and celebrating Christmas.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, it's difficult to get three of the five on that for most people. I mean, I probably can do it, but there not many people can.
All right, give me three of the five.
Peaceably assemble, speech, and religion.
The other one, freedom of the press and redress of grievance.
Yeah.
So 21% of students and 30% of self-described liberals who are students agreed that the First Amendment is outdated and should be changed.
What was the percentage?
21% of students in general.
Okay.
30% of students that identified as liberal.
All right.
Also remarkable was the fact that 35% of all respondents agreed hate speech is not protected under the First Amendment.
Okay.
So, yes, we do have students that don't understand what the First Amendment is.
Well, that's
answering the question that it's outdated.
Well, that's different than, okay, so hate speech is different. Not being protected by the Constitution is different than it being outlawed, as it were. So, I mean.
Right, but no, these go hand in hand, and it goes to show that they don't fully understand what the First Amendment is when they're answering the question that it should be changed or that it's outdated.
I gotcha. Well, the fortunate thing is that they got a ways to sort of learn about things. The importance of protecting people's freedom of speech and freedom of the press is that so that we can hear ideas that aren't our own. You don't need popular speech to be protected. Popular speech is always going to be popular, so no one's going to go after you for that. It's easy to say, God bless America, right? Like, that's something that's going to always be protected. It's the guy.
The weather.
It's the guy burning the flag that needs to have, it's, as long as it's his flag, and
right,
as long as he's not burning it on your property, he's the one who needs to be protected.
He can only burn that if he's got all the permits saying that he can have a fire on that day.
Well, I don't think that permits, but I would think that burning a flag inside of a dry field, you know, waving the thing around, probably a bad idea, but I'll bet you that problem takes care of itself relatively quickly. If
yes,
it's a serial dry field burner, you know, he'll probably be taken care of, you know, but as a firefighter who's put out more than one brush fire, I would prefer not to deal with that guy.
The article here continues. It says, when the editor-in-chief of the student newspaper at Williams College recanted an editorial that had suggested that some speech is too harmful to invite to campus, she added this qualification: students should not face restrictions in terms of the speakers they bring to campus, provided, of course, that these speakers do not participate in forms of legally recognized hate speech. The problem, however, is that there is no such thing. As Eugene Volokh of UCLA Law points out on his blog in the Washington Post, hateful ideas, whatever exactly that might mean, are just as protected under the First Amendment as are other ideas. One is free to condemn Islam or Muslims or Jews or the blacks or the whites or illegal aliens or native-born citizens, as much as one is to condemn capitalism or socialism or Democrats or Republicans.
Yep, certainly the latter list is more condemned than hopefully the former. But yeah, I mean, that's what hate speech is the reason the First Amendment was created, because we have to be able to look at all ideas and come to whatever conclusions we come to.
And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, Mark, it's the U.S. Supreme Court that is the ultimate decider of what the Constitution says or what the Constitution does or what the Constitution protects. And, well, Volokh points out there is an exception for fighting words, that being face-to-face personal insult addressed to a specific person of the sort that they are likely to start an immediate fight. But this exception is not limited to racial or religious insults, nor does it cover all racially or religiously offensive statements.
I'd like to point out when it comes to hate speech that if, for instance, there's many controls that are non-state controls. Like, for instance, if a radio program got out and began doing all kinds of hate speech kind of stuff. Well, the radio stations aren't going to... The advertisers and the listeners of the station aren't going to be very happy. And the radio station's going to kick that show off the air.
Yes.
That's one of the ways that, you know, that sort of speech is marginalized. And probably should be, because that's the market. 855-453.
I'm Steve Zitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-505-6991. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-505-6991. That's 1-800-505-6991. 1-800-505-6991.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
The number's 855-450-FREE. We are talking about free speech. And this is... the kind of issue where everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I like free speech, until that person opens their mouth. And that's what it always comes down to is yeah, yeah, I love the idea of free speech, except for when the other guy talks. And I don't think that the terms hate speech and free speech are compatible. I think you can either have laws against hate speech or you can have free speech, but you can't have both of those things. And, well,
you just want free hate speech.
I guess I do want that. And one of the ways that you can have something like that is to be to have freedom is to have encryption on your internet connection, and you can do that with ProXPN. If you want to use the internet and you want to use it in a way that it was meant to be used anonymously and without oversight, ProXPN can make it possible. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it gets to your ISP. ProXPN—that's your internet service provider. ProXPN offers OpenVPN, that's the best network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and setups is easy. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. People don't like what I say, whatever.
It sounds weird when you say that.
Yeah, whatsoever. I just don't like the word whatsoever. I just don't like it. Now, ProXPN has
that is three separate words. Whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of time. ProXPN.
Come on, Mark. You can take the tenth of a calorie.
If people don't listen to LRN.FM, they don't know that joke. You can hear it on LRN.FM, my commercial, advocating that you like our stuff on social media. Anyway, go to ProXPN.com/AMP and pay with Bitcoin, and you can get 2 years of ProXPN for only $50, plus $5 of that purchase. That $50 will go to the AMP program. So it's a huge savings, and it's ideal for you if you want to have some level of privacy on the internet. Frankly, if you use the internet, you should have it. It's basically like a prophylactic for the internet. ProXPN.com/AMP. Pay with Bitcoin.
It's also good for watching TV on foreign television networks.
So apparently there are some speech that is not protected, and that would be speech that is aimed at creating a hostile environment. So, for instance, in a workplace scenario to where basically you have the captive audience.
See, I think that's bullcrap, too. So, if for instance, you know, we run a radio program, you guys are here of your own volition. I suppose the environment gets hostile to some extent or another because I don't always agree with your opinions and you don't always agree with mine.
Mark is creating a hostile work environment for me tonight by censoring my free speech. He doesn't want me to talk about cats.
Cats and cucumbers, right? you should be able to decide if you want to go to work and the employer should be able to decide whether or not they want you there. If the other employees are treating you badly, you go to your employer, you say, hey, I'm being treated badly. The employer either chooses to do something about it or chooses not to do something about it. And it's the regulations that go around this that really bother me. If it was fair, then a employee that quit for reasons that were, you know, considered unacceptable, then you know, they would be liable and have to go back to work or something. So what I'm saying is that if I create, as an employer, I create a hostile work environment for you and you decide to leave, then, you know, that's your business. But if you create it for me, the only option I've got is to fire you. So if I decide, for instance, you know, that if an employer decides he doesn't like a particular ethnicity, fires a person for that based on that. That person's got all kinds of legal reasons to go after them. However, if an employee decides they don't like a particular ethnicity and decide they're not going to work because their boss is that ethnicity, that employee is never going to be held responsible in any way, shape, or form for that. Why is that fair? Why is me withholding money from you, you know, in a relationship unfair, but you withholding labor from me is? It just doesn't make sense.
I agree that that doesn't make sense, but courts have ruled in the past that creating a hostile environment through hateful speech in the workplace is to be treated as a form of discrimination.
Yeah.
Absent it's discrimination. That and certain uses of racial slurs and threats to intimidate a specific person, and also what they call group libel, those are the only exceptions to otherwise free speech. Otherwise, hate speech is protected by the First Amendment.
Well, if you if there's exceptions, then you don't have free speech.
Right.
Ultimately. Now, free speech just has to do with the government. It doesn't have to do with anything else.
Right.
So if you come on my property at 3 a.m. and yodel, we're not talking about free speech. We're talking about harassment at that point.
And also trespassing.
Trespassing, yes. Once I tell you to get off.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's
you like yodeling that much, eh?
let's propose a scenario to where your neighbor. Yes, I realize he lives a quarter mile away, but let's imagine for a moment that you live in a city and your neighbor's house is 100 feet from yours.
Less than that, at neighbor's houses there were 20.
Let's just say 100 because that's a decent spacing, gives a little bit of room.
All right, that ain't in the city. Go ahead.
Whatever. Okay, your bedroom and their bedroom.
Go ahead.
Are 100
feet
away.
Well, he is telling them to get off, so you know.
And they decide. They decide. I'm going to listen to my music so loudly that all four houses around me can hear it. They are not trespassing physically, but there is audio waves that are trespassing.
Sure.
How would you handle that?
Well, okay. So what sound is waves striking your eardrum.
Yes.
You can't claim to me that that's not an aggression. It's something striking something else. If I take a high-powered sonic pistol device thing, and I shoot it at you, and it blows out your eardrums, I have assaulted you. So therefore...
What?
Right.
You blew out my eardrums. I can't hear anything you're saying now.
What? Therefore, we can talk about sound being an assault. I don't think there's a particular problem with communities or neighborhoods coming up with rules on sound and when that, what time of day that can happen. That's one of the canards that's often trotted out with libertarians. Well, I can stand and put up big old lights and lasers and speakers on your property line and do whatever.
Those are just a-holes,
yes.
Mark.
Yes, those are what those are.
Those are a-holes who claim to be libertarians because I don't like people telling me what to do, so I'm going to do everything I can to tick people off intentionally so that I can then say that I'm being oppressed when somebody tells me to shut up.
Right. If you can send your sound waves across my property to strike my eardrums forcefully at 3 a.m., then I can send lead across my property line to strike your speakers forcefully. Right? 855-450-3733. Can you argue against it? 855-450-FREE. This is the thing they always trot out with libertarians. Free Talk Live. LRN.FM is our Skype username.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Mystique e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Mystique. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at Lestig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with Mystique.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, if you wish to talk about free speech versus hate speech, or Obama taking your guns, or civil asset forfeiture.
Or pickled cats.
Is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
The consultant said that we need to say our names more, so we better say our names more. You guys.
Daryl.
Yeah. That's it. Johnson. Let's say it again here.
Pickled cat.
So, speaking of pickled cats, apparently,
you're going to grant me my free speech?
An important issue that Johnson wants to talk about.
Well, it's going around on Facebook. Everybody's seen it.
Everything's going
if they
around.
Haven't, if they
it's
haven't
going
seen
around
it,
on Facebook is generally dumb.
If they haven't, and it is.
Charlie Sheen apparently has HIV. And I learned about that from Facebook and people posting, does anybody really care that Charlie Sheen has HIV?
I do.
And, you know, since I mentioned the whole tenth of the calorie, you know, used in that same commercial that we mentioned, you know, you do talk about it being between inspirational sunrise memes and lolcats.
Yes. So he says LOL cats.
LOL cats, okay.
Okay.
Not lolcats. They are called lolcats, Mark. You need to recut that ad.
No.
So one of the lolcats that's going around now, it's not actually a lolcat, it's just people laughing about cats, is that it's a video where cats are eating or drinking. You know, they're at their bowls and whatnot, and people sneak up and put a cucumber behind them. And the cat turns around, sees the cucumber, and freaks out.
Jumps, yeah.
It, like, leaps, like, oh, my God, what is that? Probably looks like a snake. That That's my guess, is that the cucumber looks like some sort of creature that could be attacking them, sneaking up on them from behind. The cat freaks out, oh my god, and it hightails it out of there.
Sometimes cats just freak out over things, though, yes. Right? Like, they'll just see stuff and then boing!
But it seems pretty universal, or it seems like a lot, I mean, the videos of these just going around.
Okay, we're doing it.
I would like to see a comparison to where people put, like, one of the cat chew toy sort of things behind the cat.
Right.
And see if they freak out as much or if they start playing with it.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there are, you know, and I thought of this when I saw it, and I do have to admit that I tried to see whether or not my cats would be, you know, perturbed by a cucumber. I have two. And
cucumbers?
Cats.
That's a terrible joke. How many cucumbers?
That was a terrible joke. I have one cucumber, and it actually probably needs to get thrown out kind of soon. But, I tested the cucumber just to see, and, you know, I realized it's like, well, you know, if the cats weren't scared by this, how good of a thing is this? And there's a vet out there who's now making it kind of a crusade to talk about this, this Dr. Frank McMillan, just to say, hey, you know, this is not a good idea. Cats, you know, rely on you to keep them safe. That's what they do. You know, they're your pets. Pets rely on you for this, and it's probably not a good idea to be inciting terror in your animals. And, you know, okay, you know,
you also should not incite terror in your children.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, just thinking about this, you know, I think if somebody scares their cat once and they try this or whatever, that's not that big a deal. But there are going to be people out there that do it, you know, think it's funny and do it over and over again. And what that can do is create a sense of terror in the animal so that they, like, get trained where they don't want to go anywhere near their food and water bowls. So, I mean, that could...
Cats are already half crazy. Dog.
Yeah, cats are already half crazy. They don't need to be made any crazier by you. You know, be nice to your cats. Pet them. You know, don't repeatedly scare them with this. I think, you know, it's probably not even a good idea to even do it once because you're violating your animal's trust. But, you know, I'm sure that there are people that are going to want to see whether or not their cat is terrified of cucumbers.
My animal has violated my trust plenty.
Your cat poops everywhere.
It's really awful, but he's got a medical condition.
Yeah.
And it's the choices are, believe me.
You can do horrible things if you have a medical condition.
My cat startles me because she has a remarkable ability to jump incredible heights and will, out of nowhere, jump onto my shoulders.
That we had a cat that would jump on top of the what are they? My grandmother called it a break front. It's called a china cabinet by most people. And this thing was 7 feet on the ground.
Yeah, my cat goes on top of the fridge.
I mean, 7 feet, jump from the floor to, my God,
and
it's amazing.
My cat will, like, parkour. You know, like, I'm walking by the fridge, like, she will go counter, my back, fridge. You know, like, just... Oh, there's an opportunity. I can get up there easier. You're walking by.
The worst thing that my cat does, his name's Mushu Pork. the worst thing he does is he'll let live mice go in the house. He goes out to go hunting and then brings them in to toy with them and then has let three or four of them go. We've had to close the cat door so he can't come back in.
It's funny. Your cat name would bother I have a family who, one of my cousins named his cat Ham Sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And some of my other family is very bothered by the fact that he named his cat this. They would probably be equally bothered by the name Mushu Pork.
There you go. So
I had a better story than this, though, Mark, which I'm sure you would, you know, much prefer that we talk about issues.
Yeah, let's talk about normal for 13-year-old truck drivers.
I don't know if they're 13, but
you're saying teenage truck drivers. That could be somewhere 13 to 19.
Well, maybe there are states that allow people to drive at age 13. I don't know what states those are, but you might. Industry lobbyists, apparently.
At the age of 14, you can get a driver's license in Louisiana.
Probably Alaska, I would guess, would have a low, you know, some of those real rural states.
And there's no requirement that you have a driver's license to drive in NASCAR.
Well, this is for truck drivers, so they're going to need driving requirements that are
don't need CDL.
At least national. So industry lobbyists apparently have gotten provisions into the highway bill that safety groups say will make roads more dangerous. And I want to talk about this because I know we've certainly got truck drivers that listen to Free Talk Live. advocates say that while past transportation bills help to improve safety, the bill threatens to walk back decades of achievements. The bipartisan push to deliver the first major highway bill in a decade is drowning out warnings from safety groups about big changes they say will make the nation's roads more dangerous. Teenagers at the wheels of big rigs, budget cuts for automobile safety watchdog, and a loophole that lets auto dealers loan out defective cars. That's because of pressure from industry groups and lobbyists who have managed to insert items from their long-standing wish lists into a $350 billion bill that covers highway spending into the next decade for projects ranging from fixing crumbling bridges to studying the impact of marijuana-impaired
drivers. This is
why
I don't think that there should be law. Like, laws should be individual.
Yeah.
Most states have it that way, and the United States federal government passing these just combo law things that have nothing to do with each other.
That's how we got
ridiculous.
Real ID. That's how we got some online gambling thing. They threw the online gambling thing into a port security bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do all kinds
and
of
And then they
crap.
Just half of times don't even read the bills anyway.
Because they're 2,000 pages. Yeah. We can't read this. It's 2,000 pages.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't know that I have that big of a problem with teenagers, 18 and 19-year-olds
right.
being limited out of driving big rigs. I mean, I know that we've looked at statistics. The younger a person is, the more likely they're to be in an automobile accident. If we, say, lower the automobile driving age from 15 to, I don't know, let's go nuts. 11.
I don't know. I kind of think, I feel like it's a different situation. I feel like if they're getting into driving a truck, they're beyond driving regularly. They're looking for a commercial driver's license, and they're looking to do this for a business. It's not like we're going to race semis.
I get it, but, I don't know why the statistics are that younger people are worse drivers, but I can tell you the statistics.
Because when they're driving on their own, I drove like a maniac when I was
young. I sure did, too.
I drove like a crazy person. I would see if my car could drift, around corners, like stuff like that.
I don't want to impede on somebody's dream or anything like that, and maybe they should just have more rigorous licensing. Maybe that's the issue. But, here I am advocating for licensing, but I think the road owners would decide at some point or another, if we're in a free market, there would be rules on what age people could drive at,
right.
Or at least what level of qualifications they had to meet. So
now I'm curious if this would prohibit a trucking company from implementing their own rule and saying you have to be 21 to work here.
Right, I think certainly a trucking company should be able to
sure.
do that. But, I mean, can an 18 or 19-year-old work in the warehouse until it's time to work on the truck? I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not going to matter for very long anyway because, soon the trucks are going to be automated.
Yeah, that much is true.
Self-flying semis.
855-450-3733. Do you think we should let 18-year-olds get CDLs? Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, final segment. I'd like to remind you, the holidays coming up, to do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You're doing your Amazon shopping, your Walmart shopping. We've got links there. If you do it there, we get a little spiff. You get the same prices, the same service you normally get, but we get a little spiff. Encourage your friends and family. Change their link to Amazon, to shop.freetalklive.com. We could use the help. Appreciate it.
Change it once, bookmark it, and then they'll never know the difference.
Indeed. Let's go to Skype. Nathan calling in from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I think that maybe General Hammond's funding should be cut so the Stargate doesn't bring in more of those terrorist ghouls.
Yes, I agree.
What is this?
I don't know. Something about Star Trek Wars.
Okay. General Hammond prevents the alien invasion from the gold.
Okay.
Yeah, but he takes government funding, so.
Yeah.
I wanted to address something Johnson brought up earlier, this analogy with marbles and, would you have I think it was something
M&Ms.
Like. M&Ms, yeah.
Would you eat a bowl full of M&Ms if 10 of them were poison?
Would you eat 10 M&Ms? Would you choose one of 10 M&Ms?
Would you reach into a bowl full of M&Ms if you knew that 10 of them were poison and that handful could kill you?
And 3 of them were marbles.
Three of them were actually marbles.
So the analogy that you're referring to is actually a little more subtle than that. It's saying that it's not the percentage of migrants that may or may not be terrorists. The question to ask in this analogy is, what's the ratio of terrorists in, whatever population versus just the general population? So, you could compare a bowl of M&Ms where 10 of them are poisoned to where one where just one of them is poisoned. And, maybe you have to pick one or something like that. And So with the migrant thing, you'd be interested in something called a conditional probability, which is the probability that someone is a terrorist, given that they are, I guess, Muslim in this case. Or I guess you could redo the calculation for migrants, but, you know, we're interested in Muslims for this case.
There's a lot of other nonsense that's being thrown around. The idea that 98% of these refugees are males of, fighting age. Nonsense, absolute tripe, bull crap that has been trotted out by the right-wing media in order to fear-monger.
The terrorist M&Ms blow up in your mouth, not in your hand.
Now, one thing that people cannot deny is that American foreign policy has helped create the situation in which there are nearly 11 million people in Syria being displaced, either internally or externally.
That much is true. And it's also created the situation, to some extent, the United States government has created the situation that people might want to come here and kill us. But that doesn't make me want to get killed.
So the point that I'm going to make is just that there's a simple law in probability called Bayes' law.
Okay.
And this law relates the probability of one thing given that another thing is true. So, for example, you brought up accidents among young people driving. Bayes' law would state that the probability of an accident given that a young person is driving is related to the probability that an accident victim or driver is young, if you see what I mean. And so you can plug into Bayes' law the numbers for percentage of, and I did this for the United States using some statistics online I found about terrorism in the United States. A surprising amount of it is Latino. I guess that would be drug cartels. So it was like 42% of terrorism in the United States, according to this FBI report, is from drug cartels, as it says Latinos. Also, and of course in Europe, the majority of terrorism is separatist related, so Basque and some Croatian Liberation Front or whatever. So anyways, so if you plug in the numbers, what you can do is you can compare the probability that someone is a Muslim given that they are a terrorist to what you actually want, which is the probability that someone's a terrorist given that they're a Muslim. And, you know, you could, like I said, you could repeat this for France and use, like, the percent chance someone's a migrant. But for the United States, I found that there was a slight, if you just compare it to Jews, leftists, and communists, which were the other sources of terrorism in this FBI study, then Muslims did have a higher percentage of terrorism, but only slightly. And so, you know, I don't have the numbers for France.
Let me guess, the commies were next.
Actually, the commies were pretty low, but I couldn't get an estimate for the number of leftists. So there were actually eco-terrorism was also a big one.
Yeah, eco-terrorism is a big one.
Yeah.
So the best I could do for France was go to the Wikipedia page, list of attacks in France, and I counted the ones for the last 15 years, and apparently half of them were done by people shouting Allahu Akbar or whatever. So basically the point I'm making is not, you know, any particular thing about, you know, immigration or whatever, but the argument that, oh, well, it's just a small proportion is not really that interesting. It's more, you'd rather know what's the ratio, like how much more likely are you to be experiencing crime from one group versus a different group.
If I were going to do some kind of terroristy thing, then I would probably want to have it attributed to a group other than one that I'm affiliated with. And what better way to do that than shout Allah Akbar as you commit your act of terror?
Allahu Akbar.
I don't believe that.
No, he said that in France, large percentage of people as...
That's nonsense. If you're going to commit a terrorist attack, you want to be credited for it. Otherwise, you're not going to achieve what it is that you hope to achieve. If you want to commit crime, you want to throw people off the trail. But terrorism and crime appear to be, you know, distinctly different in that you don't really care if you get caught committing terrorism because you basically intend to die. Whereas when it comes to crime, you know, it's a different story.
And speaking of crime, I also wanted to redo this calculation for the percent chance someone is a criminal given that they own a gun, but I wasn't able to find the statistics on, like,
I think it's remarkably low. If somebody goes through the process of buying a gun new and registering all the crap and getting the concealed...
Depends on how you define criminal, because everything is illegal almost.
Well,
homicides, just homicides. And Mark said there was a problem where they count suicides as homicides.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, there's a huge part of brain
I remember seeing that statistic about a decade ago, and it was 99.9987% of firearm owners did not commit a crime with that firearm.
I think, Mark, you would understand this, that every morning what I do is when I get up, I commit a little bit of eco-terrorism every morning, and I shout, Allahu Lesa Akbar, every time, which means God is not great, and I shout that every time I eat some bacon, and it's delicious.
Well, but to go back to Daryl's point, the application of Bayes' law there would be you'd want to know the probability someone will commit a crime given that they own a gun versus the probability that someone has a gun that you know was used in a crime. And you can look that, you know, the last number you can look up. And like I said, I wasn't able to figure out the percentage of the actual percentage of homicides and self versus self-defense. But, you know, maybe with a little more research, you can find that out.
What good are you? Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733.
You know, I know how to say God is not great in Arabic, but I wish
how useful is that to you?
I wish I knew how to say God is not real in Arabic. It's fun on internet debates.
Davi Barker really or Will going. Coley could probably tell you how to say that.
I'm sure they're dying to help.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to get right on that. Let me just fire up and give you how to say God. They'd probably make something up. Anyway.
My shorts are on fire.
Or they would probably just give you the Arabic word for real and let you figure it out.
Right. I think the Arabic word for great is Akbar, so I think that's all I need is that one word. People are freaking out about this bill. The most eye-catching...
What's the bill?
The bill about teenagers being allowed to drive.
I see.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit about...
Drive CDLs, big trucks.
Right, exactly. Drive big rigs, semis. I'm going to skip...
What age are we talking about?
Yeah,
here?
I'm going to skip a bunch of the article here because I know we're running out of time. Among the most eye-catching is the provision in both the House and Senate bills to start pilot programs to allow teenagers, possibly as young as 18, to drive big trucks and buses across state lines. The current minimum age for truckers driving through multiple states is 21, but groups supporting the pilot program must...
But you can drive a big truck at 18 inside the state. Okay, that's interesting. That seems kind of silly.
Yeah, if they
not necessarily. It would depend on whatever the state rule on commercial driving is.
Mark, you should just be able to go and die in a foreign country, but you shouldn't be able to operate a big rig on the highway because, you know, dying in a foreign country doesn't require you to operate heavy machinery. Like
you're right. You're right. Catching a bullet in your forehead is completely different.
You don't need a CDL to drive a tank.
Now, well, I wonder...
You're not a helicopter.
You're unlikely to be put at 18 years old as the, in charge of a tank.
I don't know what the reality is of that is. You know, what about Air Force pilots and stuff? Like, I don't know. I mean, you'd think they'd want people with high reaction times.
You've got to be an officer to try to fly a plane.
Okay.
And not a tank.
Shows with that.
Yeah. And an officer has to be a college graduate, so they're going to be at least 21.
What about those Jeeps that they're always tooling around in?
I think you're fine on a Jeep.
A Jeep is not an airplane.
855-450.
Why are you giving the number?
FreeTalkLive.com. Check it out. It's new.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Just drown him out.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.